என்ற ஆனந்தம். So in that case, we already know Sarvakarma Phalatyagam, we have already received by reading. Sarvakarma Phalatyagam will lead to Shanti is what Krishna says here. So that means directly follow Sarvakarma Phalatyagam. Why not? Why do we need to have Jnanam? We don't need Jnanam at all. Then we cannot say that. Sarvakarma Phalatyagam needs to happen. But if we try to do Sarvakarma Phalatyagam, then with effort we try to with Jnanam, the starting point is saying that I am the Sakshi, I offer everything, automatically Sarvakarma Phalatyagam happens. So if we do Sarvakarma Phalatyagam, then indirectly we are trying to implement Jnanam. And that will give us Shanti. So Shanti comes out of renouncing everything. Or peace or happiness comes out of renouncing everything. The direct way to renounce everything is fix the mind totally onto it. Indirect way is, okay, trying to achieve that Sarvakarma Phalatyagam which will give moksha. So directly trying to implement or indirectly trying to achieve, that is what is being explained. So we shouldn't think that, oh, Sarvakarma Phalatyagam will lead to Shanti, therefore I can directly implement that. Yes, we can directly implement that. But Sarvakarma Phalatyagam will lead to Shanti. And Sarvakarma Phalatyagam is part of Jnanam. Without that Jnanam, even Sarvakarma Phalatyagam will not be of any use. That's what we discussed, that to Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya underlying, that is underlying reality, underlying thing required in all these sadhanas. And with Jnanam, we are focusing directly on it. With Sarvakarma Phalatyagam, we are focusing indirectly on it. If that indirect thing is not there, then it's easy to get distracted. That means Sarvakarma Phalatyagam can lead to Shanti only with Jnanam. And Jnanam means in automatically Sarvakarma Phalatyagam is there. So one is just doing Sarvakarma Phalatyagam and then have Jnanam. Or because we cannot directly do Jnanam, therefore do Sarvakarma Phalatyagam and try to slowly bring in Jnanam into it. Or directly implement Jnanam which will have everything in it. So Jnanam will give us Shanti. So Sarvakarma Phalatyagam will lead to Shanti. But Sarvakarma Phalatyagam without Jnanam. Jnanam means without focus on Ishvara. And that is what is called Jnanam. So Jnanam means focus. Focus on what? That is given by Jnanam. So all those things can be missed if we follow Sarvakarma Phalatyagam. So we can miss that. We may not miss it. We can miss it is what we have to understand here. So Jnanam, directly implementation, will not miss anything. But if we implement any of the other things, we should get Shanti after what Krishna is telling. Sarvakarma Phalatyagam will lead to Shanti, but it doesn't necessarily lead us to Shanti. There are many devotees, many disciples of various masters, spiritual masters. Do they have Shanti? We have to ask. They have Shanti as long as they are with the Mahatma, like Amma's devotees. They have peace and happiness when Amma is there. When Amma vanishes, then the happiness also gets reduced. That means it's not real happiness. They have Sarvakarma Phalatyagam. But then what is lacking? They don't have Sarvakarma Phalatyagam is not fully implemented because Jnanam is lacking. Sarvakarma Phalatyagam is only an alternative to Jnanam. It cannot replace Jnanam. Jnanam is inevitable. I am telling this just to show that we can get a doubt. That Jnanam leads to Sarvakarma Phalatyagam, which leads to Shanti. That means Sarvakarma Phalatyagam is what leads to Shanti. We can understand it that way. So that is what this is meant here. So that means Sarvakarma Phalatyagam leads to Shanti. That means why should I go for Jnanam itself? Why can't I directly go for Sarvakarma Phalatyagam? And that means Sarvakarma Phalatyagam is the best thing, best way. Because that directly gives Shanti. That is not what is meant there. Sarvakarma Phalatyagam with Jnanam alone can give Shanti. And this will make more sense if we understand as to Sarvakarma Phalatyagam, can it be really applied or implemented without Jnanam? We cannot do it. Without Jnanam, Sarvakarma Phalatyagam cannot happen. Even if it happens, it might happen to some. It's like going to a wrong guru or a false guru. So go to the get into the clutches of a false guru, do sarvakarma phalatyagam, renounce everything onto the guru. What will happen? We already know. We know what will happen because the person will take us in the opposite direction. So there is sarvakarma phalatyagam. Then what is lacking? Jnanam. We don't have the jnanam to compare the guru's words, to compare as to what he is telling, whether it is real, whether it is true or not. That we don't have, that we lack, because jnanam is lacking. So the confusion can come, that's why I am trying to explain it a little bit. The confusion can come, the doubt can come, that jnanam leads to sarvakarma phalatyagam, which leads to shanti. That means sarvakarma phalatyagam is better than jnanam, it's not at all. Sarvakarma phalatyagam can be directly implemented without having jnanam. It's like telling driving. So we can drive without having getting a license and without learning driving as well. Any person can drive. So driving is possible. Driving is like sarvakarma phalatyagam. It can be done. It can be done at any point of time. We can drive without getting a license, without learning. But without learning, without knowing how to drive, if we drive, driving without knowing how to drive and driving with knowing how to drive, both are entirely different. So if we drive without knowing how to drive, it will end up in an accident. But driving with knowledge of driving, with knowing how to drive, will lead us to safety, will lead us to the goal. Similarly, sarvakarma phalatyagam without jnanam will not lead us to the goal, will only lead us in accident. Whereas sarvakarma phalatyagam, which is a product of jnanam, which means which has jnanam in it, product of jnanam, it is a product of jnanam when jnanam is directly implemented, and associating jnanam, which means it is directly implemented. The 11th shloka, either 11th shloka wherein directly sarvakarma phalatyagam we try to do along with jnanam, or directly implementing jnanam as in the 8th shloka, which means sarvakarma phalatyagam is a byproduct. That means both, that will give us shanti, else we will not get shanti. Shanti is what is really required. So this shloka is a little bit controversial shloka, because Shankara interprets in a different way and Balakrishna Nair interprets in a different way. What I have explained is as per Balakrishna Nair. So if you read Chinmaya's book or any other commentary, you might find whatever I have explained to be not the same. It's a different interpretation, different explanation. As per my limited intellect, I feel that is the right interpretation, therefore I follow it. So you can go through Shankara Bhashyam or Chinmaya's commentary and see as to which makes more sense to you, and you can implement it. There is logic as well. I don't want to enter into analysis and lead you into more confusion. If you want to know that, if you want to know which an interpretation does exist and what interpretation and comparison, then we can discuss it at a later point of time once you go through it and once you have doubt. It's not required as per me. There is a logical explanation as to why Balakrishna Nair differs from Shankara and why that interpretation is better. But here, the basic point is jnanam is greater than all other things, because jnanam alone can do finally lead us to shanti. And it will lead us to shanti through the other ways. The 9th, 10th, and 11th, through those 9th, 10th, and 11th shloka only it will give us shanti. But if we directly implement 9th, 10th, and 11th shloka, then we have to have jnanam. Without jnanam, it will be of no use. So it's the same thing with nanyatamta vidyate ayanaya. Tameva vidvan amrataiha bhavati, tameva viditva atimrityu yeti nanyapanta vimuktaye. That's what Kaivalya Upanishad says, and the same is what Krishna says in the 4th chapter, where he says that nahinyanena tadrisham pavitramiha vidyate tat swayam yoga sansiddha kalena atmani vindati. You just need to follow it yourself, automatically you will realize. You don't need sarvakarma phalatyagam, you don't need something else. Some external influences you don't need. You don't need to do actions onto him, a specific action, Vishara Pradhana actions you don't need to do. It can directly give. So it's a trade-off. We cannot say, even as the Amma says, the five fingers of our hand, each one has its own influence, or like, I don't the right word is not influence. Each one has its purpose in life, or purpose in the hand. We cannot say, I don't need this finger. We cannot say that. Each finger has its own purpose. Similarly, there are many people in the world. So all these explanations, different paths have their purpose because of the variety of seekers, the differences in the nature of seekers who come seeking anandam, come seeking moksha. But we have to find out as to where we stand and what we can implement. But jnana is inevitable. Sarva karma phalatyagam. It has to lead us to mayeva mana adatswa mayi buddhim niveshya. That are the two ways in which we can call it as the checklist which has two items in it. One is mayeva mana adatswa, and two is mayi buddhim niveshya. By following sarva karma phalatyagam, do we have all this? If we have all this, then sarva karma phalatyagam will lead to shanti. If not, it will not lead to shanti. It will lead to ashanti. It may not lead to shanti. It may lead to shanti. It may seem to lead to shanti. We'll be shantam. We'll be anandam. Not shantam, shivam, advaitam. We will have shantam and shivam. As long as the situation is going as per what we want or what we like, will be shanti. But when things go against us, then shanti will vanish and it will become ashanti. That's what Krishna says here. If we don't have jnanam, then it will not lead us to shanti. So it's the same thing that it's like telling that as long as things go as per what we want, then sarva karma phalatyagam without jnanam will be fine. As long as we are able to stay with Amma, we are always with Amma, things will, life will be so beautiful. Like if, when we spend time with Amma, when we are in a retreat or public program with Amma, everything will seem so fine. It will be so blissful. It will be only bliss, anandam everywhere. Everybody is happy. We can see people go to Amma and cry, telling their, pouring their sorrows, but still we can see everybody is happy. The happiness, not just in Amma, but the entire place is filled with happiness. That's why we go again and again. So we can see that, but can we stay always with Amma? Such a question which we have to ask ourselves. We cannot stay with Amma. The external form of Amma will never stay with us always. But the impression of Amma that we create in our mind, that will stay always. It's like telling we have a website where we maintain content. Will that content always stay? As long as the website stays, the content will stay. But if there is no internet connection, there will be no, that we cannot access the website. The website is undergoing maintenance, we cannot access it. The server that hosts the website that goes down due to any virus or something, then we cannot access. But instead, if we download it into our laptop, into our hard disk, then always we have. We don't have these limitations, we don't have these conditions of whether internet is there, whether the site is up, whether the CD is good, also we don't have. So that means external form of Amma, the presence of Amma is not permanent, but there is an option always. In Vedanta, there is always an option and a solution for anything in the world. So the solution is just creating a replica of Amma, clone Amma into our heart. If we do that, then there is no escape. If we are able to do that, that is, depends on us. There is no, we cannot, nobody can say, oh, Amma is busy now, we cannot see her. Nobody can tell us that, oh, like we'll give darshan only for people who are coming for the first time. Oh, like the hall is full, therefore you have to go out. Nobody will say all those things. There are no such limitations. We can see whenever we want, whenever we require. That is the advantage that we get, we have, if we install Amma in our heart. So it's not like any other replica or installation where we will install something which is not the original one. It might behave like the original, it might not behave like the original. No such thing is there. It is the exact same thing, exact same Amma is in our heart, but without any limitation, without any without any other condition. And that also means that we have always access to Amma. We always have access to Amma. If we have doubt, if we have sorrow, we have access to Amma always. That is the advantage here. And that is what is to be really done. So external, we will not be able to always be with Amma. If that is possible, then the Shanti will always be there, but we cannot. Amma is also a form like Krishna, so she will also have to let go of the form and take another form. So that will happen. We don't know when. It will definitely happen. Therefore, what we have to do in order to get Shanti, that Shanti which always exists, Nitya Shanti, which means Advaitam, Advitiya Shanti, which means inner mind. And Sri Krishna says, Mayyeva Mana Adatva Mayi Buddhin Niveshaya. He doesn't speak about external influences. It's only for a person who cannot internally install Brahman in his mind, install Ishvara in his mind, that he speaks about Abhyasam, he speaks about Samadatta Karmam, and he speaks about Sarva Karma Salatyagam. If we are able to always install Ishvara in our mind, in all our thoughts, then we don't need any of this. We will get Nitya Shanti, and that is what we have. We know this shloka. It's a very famous shloka, but it has a deep significance. Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangarihina, Yatya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandati. In whose mind, in whose heart, or whose mind resides in Brahman, which means Brahman is residing in whose mind. Brahman pervades whose mind, whose heart, such a person will always be blissful. And that is the bliss that we can see in Jivan Muktas like Balakrishna Nayak or Mahatmas like Amma. They are always blissful irrespective of where they are, what they are doing. And that is what we will achieve or we need to achieve. If we need eternal Shanti, Nitya Shanti, this is the only way to do it. There is no other way around. We cannot get rid of Jnanam, we cannot get rid of implementation of Vedanta. We can work around. We have alternatives, but those alternatives also will only help us in gaining strength and doing this. So, Madhartha Karma, Madhartham Karma will only help, give us the strength in order to install Ishvara in us. So that means it will indirectly lead to the same point. And you cannot say, oh, why? I want to meet Amma in New York, but I don't want to go through the Manhattan, downtown of Manhattan. I don't like it. I hate the place. You can say that. But is there any other way? Even if we have a helicopter, let's say we have a helicopter, and we have a chartered flight, but still we have to land in downtown and walk in downtown, and only through downtown we can meet Amma, because Amma comes in Manhattan downtown. So we can say, okay, I hate walking there. We can try to work around, but there is no work around. Only thing we can do is can strengthen our mind, maybe get to bodyguard so that we are comfortable and then reach the place. There is no work around. We cannot work around Jnanam. Only that, through some other way, we can try to make ourselves eligible for Jnanam, eligible for implementation of Jnanam. So that is what this is in. This is a summary of the previous three things. In short, what Krishna is telling here, two things. One is that Jnanam is inevitable. Without Jnanam, you cannot get moksha. And two is that Jnanam will give Shanti. Jnanam alone will directly give us Shanti through different ways, through different steps. So each of those steps directly followed without Jnanam may not give us Shanti. It may not happen. I will continue later. I'm sure.